Back on the bench, sports leagues.
You're out.
Your season is over because Meghan Markle's sparkle signals what time it really is. Wedding season. Susan Norcross is director and owner of wedding planner The Styled Bride. She broke down the Philly wedding score from her quaint office at 16 North 3rd Street in Old City.
We average about 30 weddings a year. Season for us usually starts in March, believe it or not. We even go into December this year. There's always descriptives. There's always words that people use to kind of describe their aesthetic and what they're drawn to. So it really just depends on what people like. And that's kind of how we decide, you know, what time of year, what sort of venue, what sort of aesthetic, what sort of approach we're going to collaborate with them on. Garden party might not work in December, but winter wonderland obviously is never going to happen in July. So it just depends on what the feeling is that they want to evoke.
And Susan says couples are coming from near and far to tie the knot in the city of brotherly love.
Most of our clientele we've found that is staying in Philadelphia proper. They've either live here now, but we have a lot of people that come back. So for example, a couple that was from Taiwan, they went to school here. Her mother lives in the area. So they wanted to come back to a place that they felt for them was more considered home.
Good thing Philly isn't lacking for places to say I do.
We work with a lot of different catering companies. That's one place to start. A lot of the caterers here represent a lot of different venues. So you have amazing groups. You have, you know, Star Events, which we work with a lot for like the Art Museum, the Barnes Foundation, the Horticultural Center. You have new hotels. We have the brand new Four Seasons coming, which is very exciting. And then you have the Logan, which is the old Four Seasons, which is also gorgeous. All the Chesapeake venues, they're amazing. He's opening a new location on Broad Street called the Lucy. It's all about what speaks to them as a couple and what tells their story.
That's right. It may surprise you, but the wedding isn't all about the bride anymore. Grooms are chiming in about more than the tux.
Food and beverage, that's a big thing for them. Entertainment, selection of the music. People are also incorporating other elements that I think are really important to them in terms of, like, we're seeing a lot of family pets as part of the special day. So our grooms are kind of become more involved in that.
And taking the stroll down the aisle with your pup isn't the only unique wedding idea out there. Couples are even pronouncing themselves married.
So we actually have had, I would say, quite a few couples who have done the self-uniting because they do not have to have anyone ordained. So for this is actually very funny because I literally just spoke to a bride yesterday. Her backgrounds are, we have Baptist, we have Catholic, and we have Muslim backgrounds. And I explained to her, you can have anyone and everyone give you blessings, wishes, song, hymns. What's also nice is that if you are from another state and you want to bring in your, you know, officiant, rabbi, priest, whoever, they can come into the state, you know, they can come from wherever you're coming from and also marry you.
If couples can't think up any original moves, they can always steal a few from a very royal union, if you know what I mean.
Oh, who could that be?
So, should Meghan and Harry expect any royal copycats?
I kind of looked at some of their trends, and I have to say, I think they're the copycats. In terms of the greenery, a lot of the simplistic elements, things of that nature that you saw throughout her styling, we have a lot of brides who love, you know, the big greenery walls, the simplistic bridal gowns, you know, that's all things that I think she kind of maybe really took her stateside influence from. We saw some things like the deconstructed cakes, using a lot of local purveyors and things of that nature, things that had a lot of personal touches, the elderflower coming from the trees, the lemon curd coming from, you know, that somewhere local. So there were so many elements. And I think that's actually a really wonderful thing for people to see all over the world, that you don't have to just follow a trend or do what's expected. If you're true to who you are, that's what to take away from it.
What about making the day special without the budget of a Duke and Duchess?
You can always think about certain things. Florals are one of them. You know, is the thing that you're asking for in season? Are you doing a ton of candles on the centerpieces? Well, if you're doing a ton of candles, then maybe you don't need as much specialty lighting in the room because you don't have to light. What is it that where you're going to say, this is where I want to put the majority of my funds?
Great saving tips. Of course, a bride's dress is priceless. So exactly what kind of dress are brides saying yes to?
I mean, I think we are still seeing a traditional dress, but they're kind of twisting it up. So they may be changing halfway through the evening, something a little more casual, comfortable, but still, you know, bridal. We're seeing a lot of brides that have the longer detachable pieces for ceremony, whether it's long veils or long skirts or even shoulder pieces, you know, things to cover their arms that come off afterwards. So we're seeing a lot of transitional type gowns, so to speak, and a lot of hair and makeup change for kind of throughout the night.
What about duds for the dudes?
We're seeing dinner jackets. So we are seeing some guys that change into the white jacket later in the night. Shoes are very big for a lot of our guys. You know, whether we're seeing the velvet loafer, the velvet slipper, custom sneakers, custom Converse, things like that, that come out a little later in the night.
Now, don't go thinking you have weddings down just yet. Susan tells us it's time to throw out the playbook.
One of the things that we're noticing is that trends and traditions are becoming not trends and traditions. 5, 10, you know, even 5 years ago, you didn't maybe see people, like we were talking about, bringing their pets. You know, we've had pinatas, mariachi bands, you name it. So I think that's kind of becoming, you know, it can be what you want it to be.
Now that's how to gear up for the big day. And there's plenty of ways to make the plays in your own style. It's sure to be a great season for all the couples in it for the long game. I'm Brianna Bonds for Here Philly.
Here's the pitch, 3-2 count, there's a swing, and oh, that ball's deep, way back, it's out of here!